The Wednesday, July 17th, Taney County Board of Adjustment hearing is called to order. Mr. Bob, could you establish a quorum for us?
Okay, Dave Clementson is not here. Tom Gideon.
Present.
Tony Mullen.
Present.
Mark Weiss.
Here.
David Nelson.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, and if y'all have had a chance to sign up, if you still haven't signed up, you can go ahead and sign up now if you want to speak tonight. Bob, could you read the hearing procedures?
Okay. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the July 17th, 2013 Board of Adjustment public hearing being held in order to hear a single variance request. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance request, which is filed with the Planning Department. I would like at this time to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for the case to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for the variance request will be read, followed by a video and any questions for staff. As the chairman had indicated, if you wish to comment upon the variance application, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against the variance request must be sworn in and will be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you so much.
Okay, and Mark, could you read the statutes, please?
Certainly. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged that there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. To hear and decide all matters referred to it, or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties or to exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege, to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided that the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. 2. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm, wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken. Any owners, lessees, or tenants of buildings, structures, or land jointly or severally aggravated by any of the decision of the Board of Adjustment or of the County Commission respectively under the provisions of Section 64.845 to 64.880 or Board, Commission, or other public official may present to the Circuit Court of the county in which the property is affected and the property affected is located, a petition duly verified, stating the decision is illegal in whole or in part, specifying the grounds of the illegality and asking for relief therefrom. Upon the presentation of the petition, the court shall allow a writ of certiorari directed to the Board of Adjustment or to the County Commission, respectively, of the action taken and data and records acted upon, and may appoint a referee to take additional evidence in the case. The court may reverse or affirm or may modify the decision brought up for review. After entry of judgment in the circuit court in the action in review, any party to the cause may prosecute and appeal to the appellate court, having jurisdiction in the same manner now or hereafter provided by law for appeals from other judgments of the circuit court in civil cases.
Thanks, Mark. Bob, could you read the staff report on our Lake Taneycomo Woods Association?
Okay. This is case number 2013-5V. The applicant is the Lake Taneycomo Woods Development Improvement Association. The representatives are Barbara Hurd and Kay Holland. And the property in question, it's a little bit hard to see, but we've just highlighted it in comparison with the county just to show where the property is located. The property is located at 1118 Taneycomo Road, Branson, Missouri. It's in the Scott Township, Section 25, Township 23, Range 21. The request on this, the applicant, the Lake Taneycomo Woods Development Improvement Association, is requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks, and Section 7.3, easements of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicant is requesting a variance from the required 7-foot side lot setback requirement and a variance from the required 25-foot front of lot setback requirement, and also a variance from the requirements of the development code. The permits will not be issued for any structure that encroaches on any recorded easement. In order to allow for the issuance of a Division 2 permit authorizing the rebuilding of the Lake Taneycomo Woods Development Improvement Association Clubhouse. The background on this, the subject property is described as Tract 3 of the Lake Taneycomo Woods Development. It contains approximately 1,400 square feet. The property contained the Lake Taneycomo Woods clubhouse, which was located here, and continues to contain the existing pool. The clubhouse was served by a community water system and also a shared septic system due to the unavailability of public or central sewer. On May 23rd of this year, the Lake Taneycomo Woods Development Clubhouse was destroyed by fire. The clubhouse was originally constructed in 1972 prior to the adoption of planning and zoning, and was therefore viewed as being legally nonconforming or a grandfathered structure. However, upon the demolition of the former clubhouse structure, the new structure is required to meet all the requirements of the Development Guidance Code. According to a recent boundary survey, which we've provided here in the slide, the original clubhouse was constructed essentially directly upon the westernmost property line, with basically the roof overhang infringing upon the adjoining property. The clubhouse was also located within a 10-foot easement that's indicated here on the survey as a dashed line here. However, the applicants have indicated that there are no actual utilities that are physically located within that easement that would cross this western portion of the property. Again, the applicant is seeking a variance from both the setback requirements and the easement provision. Basically, per the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, a structure is required to be set back 25 feet from the front property line adjoining a subdivision or county road, and also 7 feet from the side property line. Measurements to the structure are made to the portion of the structure that is closest to the property line, which in this instance would be the roof overhang. The applicant is requesting a 1.5-foot setback variance from the front property line allowing the proposed clubhouse to be constructed 23 and a half feet from the front property line at the closest point. And the applicant's requesting basically a 1.6 foot setback variance from the western property line, allowing the clubhouse to be constructed 5.4 feet from the western property line. And then, of course, finally, the applicant is also seeking a variance from the requirement that permits will not be issued for any structure that encroaches on any recorded easement, which, again, would be shown in this this kind of dashed line here. The applicant is proposing to rebuild the clubhouse, which would also be constructed so as to serve as a safe room, built to FEMA standards for the benefits of the residents within the Lake Taneycomo Woods development. We've shown a view. We've got a both a north, south, and east-west, east and a west view of the property. It's a little hard to see. I've attempted to put in the contour lines as well. This is showing 5 foot contour intervals to give kind of an idea of how this property lays. But here's our north, south, east, and west views of the property. In review, again, the applicant's requesting a 1.5 foot setback variance from the front property line, allowing the proposed clubhouse to be rebuilt 23 and a half feet from the front property line. The applicant's further requesting a 1.6 foot setback variance from the western property line, allowing the proposed clubhouse to be rebuilt 5.4 feet from the western side property line. And finally, again, the applicant is seeking a variance from the requirements of Section 7.3, which essentially states that permits will not be issued for any structure that encroaches upon any recorded easement in order to allow for the issuance of a Division 2 permit authorizing the rebuilding of the clubhouse, which would continue to infringe upon the platted 10-foot easement. The buildable space within Tract 3 is greatly limited due to the location of the existing pool, as was shown in the aerial photography, the irregular shape of the lot, particularly that westernmost property boundary, which is curved, the location of the shared septic system, and also the on-site topography. The former clubhouse and an adjacent residence located on Tract 1 shared an on-site wastewater or septic treatment system. The lateral field for this shared wastewater treatment system is basically located on the southern portion of Tract 3. The topography of the site is such that it falls off rapidly from the front of the property to the rear of the tract, requiring an extremely large amount of field material. Meeting both the setback requirements and ensuring that the building did not encroach upon the 10-foot easement would greatly limit the size of the structure, also limiting the size of the storm safe room, providing protection for the residents of the subdivision. In summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a setback variance of 1.5 feet from the front property line, allowing the clubhouse to be rebuilt 23 and a half feet from the front property line. Second, approval of a setback variance of 1.6 feet from the western property line, allowing the clubhouse to be rebuilt 5.4 feet from the western property line. Third, approval of a variance from the provisions of Section 7.3 of the Development Guidance Code, allowing for the issuance of a Division 2 permit authorizing the rebuilding of the clubhouse, which would continue to infringe upon the platted 10-foot easement. Fourth, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And fifth, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. We've got a couple of pretty brief videos here. Oops. Sorry about that. And this is the front of the property in question. We do a quick 360 here, just to show the adjoining area.
Always got to get in the shot, don't you, Benita?
And then just wanted to walk up into the site. This is actually the former westernmost wall of that clubhouse structure.
This is the wall that's actually on the property line?
Exactly.
Is it also a retaining wall?
And it's my understanding that it is also acting as a retaining wall as well.
Looks like it.
And then this is the location of the existing pool, of course. And of course, it's my understanding that the property line is essentially right at that wall. And then this one's really brief, but I just shot a quick video just along the outside edge of the pool to kind of show the property back behind.
Oh, that's the back of the pool?
Yeah, this is actually, I was trying to think which direction I am, the eastern side of the pool. And it's my understanding that the lateral field would be located somewhere in that back section.
Okay, all of you that want to speak tonight, let's keep our comments relevant to the issue that's at hand. And whoever would like to speak, if you'd like to stand up, I'll swear you all in real quick. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Okay. Who's going to be representing the association?
Yes, I will.
Would you like to speak for him? Okay. Your name and spell your last name, please.
My name is David Hurd. My name is spelled H-E-R-D. We're looking to rebuild the structure after it was burned. After discussing the alternatives, we thought it might be a good idea to go ahead and try to build a safe room. And after discussion, you know, we looked at the FEMA standards that would be required, and looking at the small size that we had, you know, in order to protect the people of that location, we don't know that we're going to be able to fit everybody in there, but we're trying to get the maximum amount of space that would actually be available. Certainly not wanting to encroach upon the property line, but still trying to make it so that we could use the maximum room that we could have available. The new structure, if we were able to build it like we would like to, would be 18 and a half by 50. The original structure was about 25 or 26 by 50, I don't recall exactly, but it was because the western wall of the original structure was on the property line. We certainly don't want to do that, and that wall, as you guys had seen, was also a retaining wall, serves as a retaining wall. In building the proposed structure, what we would also like to do is make sure we try to protect that retaining wall. What the wall retains is the driveway of the neighboring property, so we want to do everything we can to protect that. What I had suggested was putting a bond beam that would go between the new structure and the retaining wall in order to bolster it and to preserve it. You know, and where, you know, in the different places that it would be suggested. The new structure I've been working with an architect in Branson, Tom Treat, and we would have the correct number of egresses. It would be built in such a way that it would, again, would follow the FEMA standards. The size that we're limited to, we believe, based on a 15 square foot per person number that the architect suggested, we would be able to take care of 62 people in there. It would wind up being a 925 square foot building. All likelihood, there, you know, in the reality, there would probably be more than that. But you know, that would be the, at least that many folks would be able to have some sort of protection. A lot of the folks that are in this subdivision live in mobile homes, and they don't have any source of protection. But anyway, this is what we're suggesting, and would appreciate the approval.
Any questions?
Yeah. Can you point to me where the easement and the pool, which side the pool's on? And I'm having a hard time distinguishing which side the easement is with the pool. Is it on the
easement?
I don't.
That's right here.
Yeah.
The pool actually sits right here, and it goes on a diagonal.
So the building's on the easement.
So the retaining wall that we're looking at in the photos is actually sitting right on the easement there.
Yeah. It's sitting directly on the property.
Okay. That's what I was, thank you for clearing that up. I thought that's what it was, what I was looking at. Okay.
So where the...
Was this...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
This easement, I guess my question would be, is it for future, or did it, how did it come about being in the plat? Or do you know?
I guess I don't understand the question.
Yeah, I didn't make it very clear. Is it this easement, has it always been recorded that way, or is it?
It appears.
Is it utilities going through there someday? I mean, is that the kind? I mean.
It appears to me what research I've done, it appears that most of the lots in the subdivision were platted just with a standard 10-foot easement around the perimeter of the lot.
The retaining wall is the front of the clubhouse or the back?
The back. Well,
are you going to build off of that retaining? You're going to use the existing retaining wall as part of the structure?
No. And
that's where he's going to have the, okay. But that was the original structure.
It was the original structure.
So you'll have just a gap there?
5 foot. And like I said, what we had suggested, we were putting a bond beam or something that would tie into our new structure that would help bolster up the strength and of the retaining wall. Of course, it's been there since 1972.
Is that about 12-foot retaining wall?
Actually, yeah, I think it's about 8, and there are three rows of cinder block on top of that. So it might not be quite that high. I think it's either 7 or 8 with 3 rows of cinder block, which would be another 24 inches.
Okay. How many people does the building serve?
I don't know exactly. I was trying to get a number, but it's kind of hard to determine exactly how many people are in the association, and I don't have that information. We're trying to just maximize, knowing that we have a very limited space to work with. And I asked the same question initially, and I worked backwards after that, thinking, well, you know, regardless of how many people are in the association, I only have this size to work with, so I need to try and use as much space as I can effectively. The entire proposed structure that I had suggested would be made out of concrete, all of the exterior walls and the cap. The interior walls would, you know, could be divided up to have a restroom, actually two restrooms, an attractive exterior.
You have a kitchenette in there and stuff.
Not, no. I I hadn't planned on that because I wanted to make the best use of the space. And it's a clubhouse. It's a meeting room. And for first and foremost, for safety.
How often is it used? The building itself?
I couldn't tell you that. I wouldn't be able to answer that question. I would suspect that if they had a new clubhouse, they would, and, you know, it were functional, it may be used more often than the previous one.
And anybody in the association would have access to it?
Yes.
What about, like, surrounding neighbors?
Well, and I say yes, but as far as I know. I'm sorry, what was your second question?
Case of a storm or something, it's open to just the association or the public? Or
I can't answer that question. I would assume, it being the association's clubhouse, that it would be for association members.
Okay. Will there be any exterior treatment over your concrete exterior walls?
I had suggested maybe a wainscot of brick, and then using a stucco type treatment around the rest of the wall to make it attractive. I also suggested having a 412 pitch roof on top of it that would have be made out of trusses and with a metal roof over that to give it the appearance of a regular structure, so that it wouldn't look like a, you know, just a concrete bunker, but it would still serve the purpose.
And the existing retaining wall, are you going to put a treatment on that?
You know, it really hasn't been discussed, but I would certainly not be opposed to painting it or doing something to make it more attractive. Also, suggested of landscaping treatments and things like that to make the entire property more attractive and more usable. And also by doing that and encouraging more of the association members to come down there and use it and become familiar with it, you know, of course they would be more safe and they would understand the value of it.
Any more questions? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kay Holland. Spell your last name, please.
H-O-L-L-A-N-D. I'm a member there at Lake Taney Como Woods. I'm the secretary. And we have 49 homes within the association. And we have monthly meetings down there for the club. We're also, the treasurer and I work down there a couple of days a week or more, just doing book work and catching up on different things. So we're there. We were there a lot. We would also like to... since we lost our boat dock, it burned also. And we're going to rebuild that. But we have a picnic area down there with tables and stuff, and we'd like to be able to have people come down, and when they're using the swimming pool, they can also have a picnic or fish or whatever they care to do down there. And so we want to make it available to all of the association people in the case of... inclement weather or something like that. But if somebody else were to show up, we would not turn them away.
Any questions?
I'm curious. You said the boat dock burned as well?
Yes, sir.
Same time? Same event?
No, the clubhouse burned first, and about 2, maybe 3 weeks later, the boat dock burned down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else on behalf of the association? Okay, Ms. Barbara Grisham. Spell your last name, please.
G-R-I-S-H-A-M.
Okay.
Barbara Grisham. I appreciate a minute or two. This is my house behind here. It was built in 1910.
Do we have a pointer up there? Laser pointer.
I didn't get it up there. I apologize.
Oh. Bob was hitting it, though.
It was built in 1910 by G.W. Gloyd. He is a historical figure in the state of Missouri. It was also used by Harry Truman for years. He came and went. That was his fishing cabin. Now, the association, they have a lot of problems in as much as that's a vacant, uninhabited building. I bought my house in 2002, and I put a lot of money and a lot of time fixing it up. That's my home. I don't know why, but for some reason, the members of the association and people from adjoining neighborhoods forget that somebody lives there. I mean, they don't know it's me. I quit calling the sheriff several years ago every time there was a problem down there for my own safety. Because my bedroom is upstairs. And those windows upstairs, I see everything. I've watched drug deals. I've watched different members of the association down in the middle of the afternoon having sex. I don't know why they didn't go in the clubhouse. To make a long story short, this is a problem. The clubhouse, when I bought my house, I talked to Empire Electric. They came out and spent the whole afternoon with me. Said, yes, we know that the clubhouse is built on your land. Yes, we know this, and yes, we know that. But back in the day, all these people who got together, the people who owned my property, the adjacent property, the clubhouse, they were all buddies. So they all had a great thing going, and it worked out great. But then this one moved away, that one moved away, things changed. Now it's no longer 1972. We have a whole different world. Uninhabited building, it's a hideout. It's a hideout for all kinds of problems.
Is there an existing building there now?
There's not right now. The retaining wall, I wanted to get to that. Thank you for mentioning that. That retaining wall, all of my landscaping is rock. They're beautiful rocks. They're all stacked up. It's all terraced. Before that building was built, that was terraced as well. Now it's a big slab of concrete, and it has a crack right down the middle. Now they told me, I asked them before they tore that down, why are you doing this? Well, we're gonna build it right back. We're going to build it right on the property line. I said, you can't do that nowadays. You can't do that. No, 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 don't do that. Wait a minute. They came back. They left. They came back the next day. Boom, they tore it all down. I don't deserve to have them sitting in my lap. They come in the morning. This woman here with the gray hair has her maintenance man come out, and they don't tell me they're coming. 6 o'clock in the morning, they come to pull all my landscaping down in the front of my yard. Every year. I don't talk to them. They don't talk to me. The reason why is I don't want any trouble. I live there. I'm there year-round. The people in that clubhouse are there some. Not at all some of the year.
At the moment, there is no clubhouse.
At the moment, there is no clubhouse.
What?
When it's rebuilt, I'm asking you, when it's rebuilt, at least with the laws we have in place today, they should abide by those. It's 90 feet from here to here. It's 160 feet from here to here. Now, I don't know about you, but I've done a lot of things to my house I didn't want to and cost me a lot of money and a lot of work. But I did it because I wanted things to be the right way with my property. I don't go crying to somebody and say, well, it could be a problem. Sure, it's a problem. Take care of it. That's what I do. And that's why I'm here. My son, I bought this house several years ago. My son moved from Denver, and he's remodeling it. That house was built in 1965. The clubhouse was built in 1972. The clubhouse had the audacity to turn his water off because they said that they didn't want him using the septic. The septic was on his house from the beginning. And yet this is the point. They do whatever they want to do. And they get by with it, and that's fine. But just leave me alone. Don't sit in my yard anymore, and just leave me alone. That's all I ask. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? No? Okay. Mr. Brandon Grisham. I assume it's spelled the same way, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to maybe shed a little bit of light on some of this as well, as far as the clubhouse being used for a shelter. That's news to me. It is supposed to be closed from 8 o'clock at night till 8 in the morning. There's a gate there that's supposed to be locked. Nobody locks that. When we talk about drug activity and bad people coming down, it gets pretty rough down there sometimes. And so when they take care of everything, when they close the gate and they actually take care of the property down there, it's not a problem. But like this year, nobody's mowed it. Picnic tables aren't clean. There's two huge brush piles. There's a brush pile of rock. I mean, it's just a complete mess. And regardless of the clubhouse being up or not, like she's saying, it's still a picnic area. It's still for the neighborhood to enjoy. But they don't take care of it whatsoever. Nobody comes down and closes that gate. So we have drug deals. We have people that, we had someone down there at 3 o'clock in the morning shooting off a gun. I had to call the police. Number one, that's a mess. So it would be nice if they would handle those things. As far as all this went down, they did their survey. 2 weeks later, the clubhouse burns down, a corner of it. Not much. It didn't have to be torn down. Just a little corner of it got burnt. And then it's my understanding 2 weeks later, our treasurer hired her son and paid him $10,000 to take that clubhouse down. That's the kind of stuff we have going on here without getting any other bids from anybody else. So we have four people that are in charge of the board. The entire rest of the neighborhood isn't represented here. The neighborhood's done with it. There's like five families that go down there when the swimming pool is open, by the way, which has a crack all the way down it. That swimming pool has, they have patched it. They did last year. They patched it. All the water ran out of it. So they repatched it again, filled it up with water. The entire place is falling apart. I mean, all of it. And now, 2 weeks later after that, the boat dock burned down. I mean, something funny is going on here, you know?
Well, it sounds like they're trying to improve the situation by building a nice clubhouse.
By burning it down and hiring their family to...
That, we don't know the details on that.
I understand.
That's not relevant to this.
All right.
Appreciate all your concerns. I understand all your concerns. But we're here to deal with a variance request.
Okay, and I'd also like to bring up...
A lot of that stuff I can't. We don't have any control over the people in the area.
I understand. And so this is a different type of hearing. I would like to bring up then it also being a shelter. It has never been open to us in the community. It was my understanding if you pay $5 that you then get a key and you can go inside, but the clubhouse isn't open. They have their meetings there second Wednesday of every month, approximately hour and a half. And that's it. That's the only time there's anybody down there.
Okay.
So there's not any, as far as making a shelter, I'd like to hear more about how they're proposing to do that because there's been no access to it. It's locked up. If there was a storm, it's not like you're able to just go in
there. Well, at the moment, there is nothing there. There's no shelter. There's no clubhouse. There's nothing existing.
Right. So, but what I'm going along is the entire time the clubhouse has been there, this is how it has operated.
Okay.
There hasn't been access to it.
Okay.
So it seems to me when they're talking about making it a shelter, that's a ploy. That's a nice thing to say, hey, great, the whole family, you know, the whole neighborhood can come down here and come into the shelter. So that's why you guys should let us rebuild that. But that's not been the case. There hasn't been access. It's supposed to be closed off from 8 to 8 where you couldn't even drive a car down there. So, you know, I'd like to know more about them, whatever part of it is going to be a shelter if they're leaving it open all the time, if it's access to the neighborhood.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any questions?
Just a comment.
Go ahead.
Seems to me that a lot of what we've heard has to do with the association, which isn't what we're here to deal
no,
with.
No, we're talking a variance.
And, you know, there's ways to, you know, deal with that by looking at your association bylaws, and just wanted to offer that as a comment.
And I'd like to say that, you know, we deal with the variance requests, and as Mark stated, the association and how they, that's not in our territory. It's not that we're callous or I understand your situation. Okay, I'll close it. Public portion. Oh, wait a minute. I got everybody? Got everybody. Okay. Close the public portion and talk amongst ourselves. Any comments? Tom? Then I'll, anybody have a motion?
I'd make a motion to approve the variance request as outlined in case number 2013-005V.
And a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded that we approve the variance request.
Call for a vote. Mark?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
And Chairman, likewise, yes. So the you have your variance request approved. Bob will get with Bob in the next day or two, and he'll get you the rest of it taken care of for you. Okay, all right. Okay. The last month's meeting minutes. Anybody like to make a motion to approve those?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Bob, do you have any old or new business?
Not at this time.
Nothing for next month?
Not at this point, I don't believe.
Bob, was one canceled from that you were expecting tonight?
Well, I'm sorry.
I thought you were expecting two this evening.
I think I may have said that, but I believe I misspoke, and I apologize.
Okay. If you didn't say it, we should have admitted.
I think it was.
Mine says one.
Mine only has one.
We haven't quite.
Well, no, in the minutes it said minutes. Bob announced it was going to be two.
Oh, so
I didn't know.
Okay.
We
don't have an application yet for next month, but the deadline's next Tuesday, so it's possible that we may get one prior to next Tuesday. I know of a few potential applicants.
Okay, I guess that's it. Anybody want to make a move to adjourn?
I'm making a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're done.